on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, a couple weeks ago, we talked about what you should do here for Christmas in Las Vegas. So I think it makes sense for us to talk about New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. What do we recommend you guys do to ring in the new year, 2016? Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where I'm not going out there because there's a good chance it's going to be warmer where you live than what it is out there right now. Tonight, below freezing. I'm going to have ice on my pool, which of course is insane. Let's get started.
You can hear the heater running in the background.
You got the heater going?
Not now, but I did then.
Why?
Living in Las Vegas.
Freezing.
You don't want to get in it. What the hell is it? Why waste the energy?
74 in here because you needed to be warm. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this year. I thought you were pool heater.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. 34 degrees, my pool was.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look
dive
into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast. Now your host,
yes,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Speak it, Brother Scott. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network.
You think I do that that fast? That's very
well
pretty
done.
Good.
Very well done. And by the way, congratulations, because you've discovered, you've landed upon the longest running podcast about Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And by the way, these two hosts, these two handsome young men right here, we've been here for 30,000 years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here in Las Vegas, but we're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip, Fremont Street, downtown. All these groovy places in the valley. And by the way, are you a visitor? Are you a tourist? Are you a fan of the big city? Well, guess what? Our show is like your very own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. You can be a part of the show. How, you may ask?
How?
Excellent question, whew. Brett. You're right back in the saddle,
attention.
Baby.
I know.
You're right back in the saddle.
I didn't forget at all.
Here's how. You go to VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. We're Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Be a part of the live chat. Some of the nicest people ever. And by the way, they get special bonus stuff that people who are listening or watching this show on demand don't get. We do a pre-show about a half hour before we're interacting, telling you secret stuff.
We did today quite a bit.
We did. Sometimes Brett is naked during the pre-show.
Sometimes.
And then the post-show, that's when I get naked.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a lot hairier now than I used to be.
That's right.
So that's good.
never mind. I had a really funny line. Had to not use it.
Oh, you can use it.
Okay. So join us, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live on Tuesdays, 8 o'clock. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, and how you doing, hot stuff. I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network. Been an online broadcaster for muy years, but I am not alone. Welcome back. What's that movie?
Co-host?
No, I want to do like my Butch to my Cassidy,
oh, okay.
My Rem to my Stimpy. That's all I got, man. Yeah. We know him as RQS. We know him as Drinky Pants. His real title, godlike title, of course, is the managing partner at KSHP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, Brett Grant.
Everybody. I am back. Thank you to Wayne for filling in last week. I was too busy performing.
In fact,
off-strip.
That's exactly what you were doing.
I was at a lovely little place called the Beach Cafe, which is down on Jones at Warm Springs. If you're looking for a great little spot to go have breakfast or lunch, I know you don't like the plugs, but that's where we have annual Rotary Christmas party.
It's Christmas time.
And Robin Bradley, her name is the one who runs that fine establishment.
Okay.
And she deserves a plug. Beach Cafe, fun little spot, great food, good folks. Check it out. And they do a great job with us with the party. So we had a good
and
time.
Like you said, thanks very
it's
much.
It's good to be back, and I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to not be here last week.
Please.
This is a commitment, and I'm very serious about commitments.
I appreciate that.
You know, I've been married for 23 years, I think. 22.
Feels like 50. Okay, so
22.
Let's get back to our over and under. Last week's over and under was a ridiculous 69 by Wayne.
Yeah. No chance.
He brings in girl alcohol, and he doesn't know how to actually do an over under. What's my over under?
It's got
to
be 84 and a half.
84 and a hook. Yeah. It's a pretty common number for us. I think we will be under that today.
You think so?
It's hard to say. It's really hard. I do want to thank, of course, Pimp and Wayne for playing along with us. Also, new in the live chat, we got a couple new live chatters today.
Ooh,
Mono Exide at Work. Probably didn't say that right. This is Pop's son, Gene.
Son of Pops.
Son of.
That's what it should be. It should be.
I am son of Pops.
Who are you?
Son of Pops.
I am son of Pops.
Exactly.
I bring you joy and good news. I am from Florida, the place where never cold visits. I am son of Pops.
Nice grammar.
My friend. Fuck you, Brett. I am son of Pops, and I tell Brett, fuck you and your evil ways, you MC bastard, you.
Yes,
please come back.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. He learned from this. This proves
you can't do that for my microphone, apparently.
Nope. This proves that we're bringing families closer together. A father tells his son, please
Absolutely.
Come.
And the great thing about this is the two of them haven't spoken in about 25 years.
That's right.
It's because of us they're back talking
right,
together.
So,
we get major brownie points there.
Pseudo couples therapy or. Living in Las Vegas.
Free.
Boom.
Of course, I don't believe that that's what I just said was true.
No. Most of what we say is a complete lie.
That's for sure.
But don't let that bother you. Most of what we say, we believe. See, we believe it's true, but it's a lie. Also new in the live chat is Tappa. I discovered Tappa back in Danny's show. He was in there last week. He is from New Hampshire, and he discovered us on the YouTube.
Very nice.
That's pretty cool. And let's start the big show.
Pops goes, I just yelled down the hall.
But they're not
close.
They're not sitting in the same room.
Turn on your computer. Hey, goddammit. Where's my meatloaf? Pops, the meatloaf.
Dad, stop yelling at me.
Hey, the music stopped, Scott.
It means we got to start talking about
it. We should tell folks what we're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
In these wonderful Vegas Video Network mugs.
That's yours. Mine is
You've got more swag than anybody, any company.
Show them your mug.
You're like IBM swaggy, swaggalicious.
That was a gift.
If you played for the Lakers, you would be Swaggy Scott as opposed to Swaggy P.
This is the faded logo from my very first company.
It's called what?
Whitney Communications was the company, and that's
Whitney.
Whitcom. So, as I said in the cold opening, this is a hot buttered rum. Hot buttered rum. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ding. Homemade hot buttered rum.
Even better.
From the kitchens of Arches at Whitney Miller, where we bring you hot buttered rum.
Is that Chef Melissa or Chef Scotty?
Chef Scotty.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't cook much, but when I do, it has
I
to have
I enjoy that story
on.
Where you pulled out, it wasn't the waffle iron, it was the the panini. I mean, you're making panini to waffles.
You gotta be impressed with the guy who doesn't know what a fucking waffle maker looks like, right?
Well, at least it wasn't the laundry machine or something.
Right.
At least you had a kitchen utensil.
I'm just making the batter, honey.
Exactly.
That's the fucking washing machine.
I thought it was a mixer.
I didn't know. Look at it. It's working.
It's got a thing that goes around.
It's working.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay.
So we talked about Christmas previously, and we gave you some amazing tips, and there's still time to take advantage of those tips. But now we're going to get to the new year. There are many places in the world you can visit for the new year, but none better than Las Vegas.
No question. It is, as I like to call New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, I call it amateur hour. But it's something that it is. I mean, it's every 21-year-old from within a 600-mile radius comes here to get absolutely shit-faced plastered and watch the fireworks and stand on the strip and go, holy fuck, it's cold in Vegas. I thought it was warm here.
Yeah.
And they're going, it's 38 degrees outside. And look at Paula Francis all bundled up still as she gets, the funny thing about the only time I see her is once a year. And I'm watching Paula Francis age as
Boston.
She's standing there with Dave. And the two of them are getting older and older. And it's the only time I ever see her because I don't watch the local news. It's kind of funny. But it's a great event.
You're
on the
a cruel man.
No, I know. She's a beautiful lady. That's not my point. But, if you only see somebody once a year, because I don't watch the nightly news.
That's how most people watch our show. Oh, yeah. That Whitney guy.
Ooh. Well, if they watch this sporadically, the hairstyles of Brett are like, what the hell's going on with that guy?
That'll be our first
He's got
show
a big bush. He's got nothing. He's got a Gia Pet going. What's he doing? The for those who have never been to Las Vegas on the strip, first of all, to know what happens that day. At about 3 o'clock, they close down the strip. So if you're going to come down for New Year's Eve, you need to be here 8-9 hours before it happens, because the streets are closed basically from the New York Tropicana,
from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, I think it's Tropicana. Is it Mandalay or Tropicana?
Yeah, no, they Mandalay Bay,
all the way up to
Sahara.
It's all blocked off. Now, it might not be as much that way, but it's certainly through the wind. No, it probably is Sahara.
I will tell you that it
is.
So,
and you've got to be able to move in and out. You've got to park somewhere. And then realize that you're not leaving for a long time, because the casinos aren't letting you necessarily in to go use the bathrooms.
Well, that's interesting. Don't remind me to talk about that, because that's a thing. So we're going to walk through a couple things.
So you got to know the logistics of it.
Yeah, some that we've done, some that we haven't, that I've looked at. And we're going to start with actually what Brett talked about, which is what's referred to here as America's Party, which means being on the strip for New Year's Eve. Now, let me say about this. If you've never done it, you should do it at least once. I'm not sure you should do it twice.
No, I think you're right.
But once is pretty magical, because it has, I mean, you're basically, you know, there's no cars going up and down the strip, as Brett said, right? So they block off traffic. So there's people shoulder to shoulder in some places up and down the strip. So there's a certain energy associated with that that's pretty, pretty cool. Of course, if you don't like a lot of people, you shouldn't do that. And as Brett mentioned, it's fucking cold out there.
Right.
So, I mean, like today, it's going to be 26 degrees. It won't be that cold, probably.
Hopefully not.
We usually get one big burst of cold. Hopefully this is it. But it will be 30s, high 30s, maybe.
Well, even if it's a normal, let's say even it's normal. Normal at that time of the year, at that time of the evening, is going to be below 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And 50 40s. In Vegas is cold. It's cold.
Right, because
it's a lot different. You know, the desert winters,
it's a dry
at
cold.
That temperature is cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so. But
plus you're drinking.
Yeah, which makes you feel like you're warmer.
Right.
But you're not.
Correct.
So here's the thing. So if you've never done it before, I strongly recommend it. We've done it one time. We went out there, this is before, Melissa and I did this before we actually lived here. We came out here on a vacation, New Year's Eve. We hung out at, it's at Aladdin, now it's Planet Hollywood. Saw a couple shows. We saw Dennis Miller and David Spade.
Okay.
Comedy show right before New Year's. Went out to the strip on New Year's. It was a great, great time.
I like that idea of being in the casino for most of the time and then just kind of rolling out.
It was
at that
great.
Time. I couldn't handle being out there for 9 hours. I got to be in somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I'm about having something to do other than just hanging out. Now, there's one exception, and I'll talk about that in a second. So it was great. Now, and then 3 years ago, we did something that put us on the strip on New Year's Eve, but we had just kind of plopped there, you know, 5 minutes before 12, got to see all the people be excited, got to see the fireworks. It was great. Now, that's one of the cool things about being on the strip is that I think it's 9 different casinos. Let me see if that's right.
No, seven.
Sorry, 7 casinos.
This year.
Fireworks coming up from the top. So MGM Grand, Aria, Planet Hollywood, Caesar's Palace, Treasure Island, Venetian, and Stratosphere. So they're all up and down the strip, and they're coordinated with music that you can hear playing during this time. And it's really very, very impressive. But you got to think, where can I be to get the best juice, right? So I can see the best play. Where I was three years ago, I was just outside of, or you know, between Encore and Fashion Show.
I like that idea. Because it's all in one direction, except for the Stratosphere.
So I could see Stratosphere, and I could see TI. You couldn't see everything else. You know, so there's obviously some places where you could be, where you're higher up, where you could see all that kind of stuff. We were at a party at a friend's who had a place at Turnberry, and we could see all of it. You know, that was pretty spectacular. But, yeah, you got to do it at least once, and the cost is great. It's free. You just get out there. Now, one of the things that Brett kind of alluded to that you should be aware of, and that's this. Some casinos on that night will only let you in the casino if you're staying there. And that surprised me the first time I wasn't staying at a casino and wanted to go in. I think it was Encore, as a matter of fact. We tried to get in there, like, nope, you have to have a card, you know, a room card to get in. I'm like, well, I just want to buy a drink at your real expensive place. No, can't get in. All right. So you need to understand, if you're just hanging out, that, you know, if you're thinking you're going to walk into many of these casinos, many of the casinos won't let you in. Now, this is, by the way, this is not all of them. This is just some of them. So you should call ahead if you want to hang out at one place and then walk up into Encore or Venetian or wherever and say, we just want to hang out, you know, and drink at wherever, Periscope, up, down, whatever it's called. Okay, so that's the first outdoor party. And the second one is, of course, Fremont Street. Now, I've done Fremont Street a couple, I think it's three times now. Two for sure, maybe three. I think three. Arguably, probably my favorite Las Vegas New Year's thing to do when I really want to do a New Year's thing. Here's the great thing about Fremont Street. You know, Fremont Street, when it's regular thing, can be a little up and down. Some people dig it, some people don't dig it. You know, you run into the buskers have got a little bit better, but it's still, you know, it's a little bit of the unwashed masses kind of vibe, and that's right. Part of the charm. That goes away on New Year's Eve. So they cordon it all off. You can't walk in there. It's $30. I think it's $30 now.
I think that's about right, yeah.
Let me just check that number if it's on here. Yeah. So it's $30 a person if you buy the tickets before December 26th. It's $40 thereafter. You must be 21 years old. So they gate it off. You have to show your ticket to get in. And so that immediately raises the level of people
right.
who are in this place. So most people are dressed very nicely. They're having a good time. Now, I saw Cheap Trick one New Year's Eve there.
Awesome.
It was really, actually, it was one of the worst concerts they've ever given.
Oh.
But at least it was Cheap Trick. But here's what they're doing this year. They're doing a bunch of cover bands, and it's interesting.
Tribute bands. Let's get it right.
That was my fault. I made a mistake.
Tribute.
It's the hot buttered rum talking.
It is.
This is what's interesting about that. So one of the New Year's that we were there, it was also a tribute band thing, and I'll be honest with you, I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to watch Def Leppard and Van Halen and Foreigner and Bon Jovi and No Doubt, it was kind of fun. No, they're not the real bands, but some of these guys are really good.
Well, but it's also music, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to going into some of the casinos and listening to the electronic stuff that you might not be used to or like, or the DJs and that kind of stuff. And, it's, you know, getting all the, you know, the head bumper bass stuff. So on one stage downtown this year, there's a Duran Duran tribute band on the main stage. Mm-hmm. On the First Street stage, it's a Springsteen tribute.
Yep.
On the Third Street stage, it's the Who tribute band.
Right.
And then later on, after they're done at 7:30, Billy Idol, The Police, Def Leppard, Van Halen, Styx, Foreigner, No Doubt, Jovi, Boston, and Red Hot Chili Peppers at like 1 o'clock in the morning. The Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute band goes on.
So here's what I thought was interesting. So, you know, Fremont Street Experience posted about this on their Facebook page, and that was. It was surprised by the vitriol response to that. So many people were bitching and moaning about the tribute band thing as opposed
not
to band bands.
Okay. Well, it's a lot cheaper.
Well,
let's be honest.
And you know, and Cheap Trick got a little bit better after that. But here's my deal.
How'd you like to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute and not go on until 2 a.m.?
Yeah, probably not the best place, really. Who's got the? So it's interesting. So Van Halen has up until 11:45. So that's Van Halen.
And then
Halen,
you got No Styx, Doubt coming on at 12:10.
Well, here it is. So it's Van Halen, Styx, and the Foreigner bands are the ones that play from 9:45 to 11:45. So they've got the premier plays.
Right.
And then right after that, when people are, you know, kind of fading away, you got No Doubt, Bon Jovi, and Boston. So I'll tell you, I really, really liked it. Now, if you don't like crowds, this is not the place to go. If you're looking for a place to sit down, you're going to have a hard time doing it because it is packed. So if you're trying, like, you know, all those little bars that you can hang out and sit out normally on Fremont Street, much, much more difficult. And that's the one thing the last time we were there, I noticed that, you know, I just kind of like to hang out at the little outdoor bar at Golden Nugget. That was pretty hard to get a seat in the outdoor bar there. But I will tell you, for the price, cheap. Entertainment, amazing entertainment. And the class of people is so much better than what you would normally see there that I highly, highly recommend it. Okay, who are the famous people doing gigs? Like I told you before, when I came here for a vacation, we went and saw Dennis Miller and David Spade. And so it was, you know, the celebrity kind of vibe. I really liked it. And there's a lot of, you know, real famous DJs playing here. Now, I don't know any of these guys, but Tiesto and Calvin Harris, which, by the way, is hanging out with Taylor Swift right now. Mm. He met her mom today. Mm. So I think it's serious.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's serious.
I think everybody has met Taylor Swift's mom.
Yeah, what That's not right.
I'm not just saying. She kind of goes through men like we go through socks.
That's true. You Snoop Dogg is a Tao. And I mean, I wouldn't mind. Nick Jonas is at Foxtail over at SLS. I'm going to talk about them a little bit later. They're doing something that's pretty fucking smart. That douchebag Scott Disick or whatever, that guy from the Kardashian nightmare. By the way, if you type in, was it Lardass? In your iPhone, it auto-corrects to Kardashian. That's magic.
I gotta try that. Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Let's
yeah.
try it.
And then what big concert? So Bruno Mars is here, and I'll tell you what. If you're into the music thing, the biggest miss I did was last year. Last year, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett played at Cosmo.
Right.
This is before their album came out, and I'm like, it ain't going to be that good. That album was amazing.
Right.
I've probably listened to that thing 100 times. I would have paid whatever it would have cost to get into that place. So Bruno Mars is at Cosmo. Maroon 5 is over at Mandalay Bay. Britney Spears, of course, is at Planet Hollywood. Celine Dion, of course. Plain White Tees is over at SLS. And they're doing a really well-priced thing. I think it's $50. I'll look down a little bit, which is a great price to see a relatively sure. well-named band. Michael Bublé is on the first at MGM Grand. I might get to go to that, by the way.
Ooh, okay. Last year at MGM Grand on New Year's Eve and the first, it was Justin Timberlake.
Yo,
now they have Michael Bublé.
I'm taking Bublé.
Well, for the price they were trying to sell the Justin Timberlake tickets for, there was a lot of tickets that I was able to get a hold of.
Okay, if I were to pick one off-strip place.
My daughter got to go to that last year.
I might go to Counts Vamped. This is a rock place.
West Sahara, right by the radio station.
West Sahara. It's
between Rainbow and Torrey Pines.
Yep. It's probably the quintessential, the best rock club here in Vegas.
No question.
Not very big, but, you know, good size, you know, good bands play there. Very heavy rock thing. The guy who owns it, who is Count, I think, his band is playing there on New Year's Eve. I bet you that's fun. And guess what? It's free. No cover charge. Pretty sexy idea, I would say about that. Let's go through a couple other properties here and see what's going on. I mean, basically every bar, every club is doing something interesting. The Stratosphere is an interesting get. These guys have, I don't know, eight? No, I think it's five. Let me just double check on this. My thing's not scrolling.
Well, they have what they call featured parties.
Do you have that?
So, like, you got to be able to, you know, if you want to go to one of the places, like you want to go to Tao or Lavo or one of the big nightclubs in town, which a lot of people do, like Snoop Dogg is there. It's the featured party. You mentioned him earlier. But they're pricey, and you gotta make reservations. You can't show up. My guess would be, at the Voodoo, you know, rooftop, you know, nightclub, and say, hey, let me in.
Right.
You know.
Right. I'm just trying to get this thing to scroll. Oh, let me just do SLS first, and then we'll do Strap. Okay. So SLS is doing two things. You know, God bless them. We've talked about SLS before. It's not my thing, but God bless their little hearts. They're trying to draw traffic there, and I think that's great. So I said before, Foxtail, which is their club. Or one of their nightclubs, Nick Jonas. Now, I don't know Nick Jonas. I mean, I know who he is. But you know what it costs to get in there? It's $50. By the way, it's an open bar from 8 to midnight. $50. That's insane.
It is.
That's a great deal. And this kid, you know, if you're into his stuff, go. And then also at the Sayers Club, they've got the Plain White Tees. Again, 8 to midnight, $50, open bar. I think that's so smart. You know what? I hope they kill it. For you older folks out there, Smith Center always does something on New Year's. They're having, they're bringing in some, you know, fancy Broadway folks. Plus, they've got Clint Holmes there. $39, kind of a nice little play. South Point, of course, if you want to be down there, the guy who did the Billy Joel Broadway show, his name is Michael Cavanaugh. He's playing down there. We've had him on
Also,
Cocktails.
The Spasmatics are down there for the big party.
Spasmatics are a great band, great 80s band. And then Stratosphere. Stratosphere is a fascinating setup. So they've got parties on levels 103, 104, 108, 107. It's all over the place.
And there's something for everybody. I mean, if you don't want to go out on the strip and you don't want to go downtown, you want to go to your local casino, let's say you like country music, the Samstown is doing a little boot scooting fun, $39.
Right.
along with one of the local radio stations in town. It's in the ballroom, entertainment, party favors, dancing, champagne toast at midnight. And of course, I'm sure there's, you know, drinking, paying for your tickets and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Slash is going to be at the House of Blues. That's another one that we mentioned.
Cool. That
one. Cabo Wabo on the Strip is always a blast. So you can do all kinds of stuff. It just depends on what you want to do. So there's a couple websites you can check out with all the information.
Yep.
And just kind of find it. Or you could do what I do, which is go nowhere near the fucking Strip.
And that's what I was going to ask
New Year's
you.
Eve.
What are you doing for New Year's?
We always go to a friend's house or invited to a party at a home.
Yep.
And we hang out and we drink and socialize and we go, hey, it's midnight. Let's walk outside and look at the fireworks. All right, that's cool. See you guys tomorrow. Bye. I've never been a big New Year's Eve guy. I've always kind of hated it.
Have you ever? Why?
So I just never, you know, when I was a kid, yeah, we went outside and banged the pots and pans and stuff.
All right.
I'm not a huge crowd guy, so the Strip doesn't appeal to me or downtown. If I want to see a concert, well, in my shape, I got to be able to sit somewhere.
Yeah.
And I can't have 800 drunken people falling all over me. I don't want me to be a crotchety old guy.
Right.
I mean, I love to go out and have fun. Don't get me wrong. I just would rather do it in a more casual environment without having to feel like I'm being herded around like a bunch of cattle with a bunch of drunk 21-year-olds. I'm 48. When I was 21, and if I was in Vegas then, I'm sure I would have been there.
Have you ever
I would have been the guy puking on the side going, look at that stupid cat. That would have been me. Then I would have felt much better.
Have you ever done the Strip
in
years?
No, and I've had no desire to ever want to do it.
Wow, that's insane.
I look at it and go, those people are fucking crazy. You know, I look at same thing at Times Square, and you watch Dick Clark at 912 years old dropping the ball all those years.
Now.
Not anymore. Although they should be finding a way, like Madame Tussauds should find
that's
a way to put
not
up there.
Right.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
That's not
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, Dick Clark. And he goes, he looks the same. Exactly. Down it goes. It's a rockin' New Year's Eve. I just never could think that. I always thought to myself, it's New York City. It's got to be 5 degrees outside. These people are freezing their butts off. So
I agree. So here's what we're going to do this year.
What are you going to do?
We're going to go to...
I don't know that we have plans yet, per se.
My favorite thing to do right now, like I said, if you haven't done... My pick is Fremont Street if you've not done any of the outdoor things. Because it's actually warmer there, by the way, because it's under a canopy and you've got a bunch of people.
That's
it actually
point.
Creates a bit more warmth there.
Yeah, the wind doesn't whip
lights
through there.
And all that. I mean, it's actually a much better... outdoor warming thing, and they've also got fireworks, real fireworks, plus the ones on the canopy as well. You know, so it's a pretty cool place. Go there if you've not gone there, if you've not done outside Vegas, go to Fremont Street.
Okay,
that's what we're gonna do. We did this a couple years ago. We really enjoyed it. We're gonna have a late dinner at Capitol Grill.
Okay,
and right around we'll be done right around 11:30 or so.
You gonna walk outside?
We'll walk outside. We might have a pop over at El Segundo Sol.
Okay.
And then walk out and go.
Now, okay, a late dinner. So how are you going to get access to that?
Great question. Thank you for asking me that.
You can do it without having to get there, right? But the problem is...
No. Here's what's awesome about this.
I just read, though, that, by the way, the Strip, they say, is to close the traffic at 5 o'clock.
Awesome.
So you could get to the Fashion Show Mall without having to...
I tell you how this works. So that street is, I think it's Encore Road or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That's the road that goes...
Behind the from
it's
Spring
north,
Mountain.
Yeah, so it's So it's north of Spring Mountain. It goes right. from Industrial to Las Vegas Strip. I think it's Encore because it dead ends into the Encore entrance. So it's
right.
north of a Fashion Show, and that's where Capitol Grill is.
Right.
So if you have reservations at that restaurant, they'll let you drive in there. If you don't, they won't. So you can drive in there on that street and valet park right next to Capitol Grill.
Are they verifying that you have a reservation?
Yeah, they. So we've done this twice now, and they've asked, and we said, yeah, and they've let us in. I don't remember if they verified the last time or not. I don't think they do. I think if you've got enough balls to know that you've got a reservation at Capitol Grill, they're letting you in. But so we've done it twice. So it's what's awesome about that is you've got great parking.
Right.
You're right there.
Sure.
So you do your dinnery, drinky kind of thing. You walk out, do whatever night. Last time I did this, we actually met up with the Ivies at El Segundo Sol just before New Year's. And this was such a weird experience. So we had a drink or so with Dave and Alicia. We went out there and went, we said, hey, let's have another drink. And we decided to go to Peppermill.
Okay.
So we walked down to Peppermill, which is, I don't know, maybe a half a mile or so. I forget how, not that far. So we walk into Peppermill. we get in there, and you know, Peppermill is dark and furry and purple, you know, that kind of stuff. All right, great. We'll have a drink. Now, Dave was wearing a top hat.
Which you can't wear hats. New Year's.
Can't wear hats. So this is New Year's. And they're like, you have to take that hat off. And we're like, but it's New Year's, man. Everybody's got a hat. I mean, we got 2014 or whatever. I mean, no, you have to take off your hat. Really? But it's New Year's. It's a top hat. He's not wearing it sideways. He's not throwing west side or east side. He's a pretty safe cat. Look at him. He seems pretty friendly. You can't do it. So Dave's like, fuck this. I'm out.
Right.
And Dave's not an intense guy. He's a pretty mellow guy.
Like, I don't blame him.
I can't have it. I'm like, fuck, I get that. Let's go. So we left. That was it. So don't wear a hat to Peppermill if you're going to go there.
It'd be even better if you could, I'm not sure if you can do this or not, but you would. If I were you, I would call Capitol Grill and see if you get a window.
Oh, yeah.
Table.
Well, so I
look into the south.
Yeah.
You can watch the fireworks and not have to go outside.
Kind of like to go outside, though.
Okay.
Kind of like to be among the people.
It could be the warm.
I have a wine locker there.
You
so
do. Yeah.
I get a pretty good table whenever I go in there.
Okay,
it's kind of cool.
Cool.
All right. Whatever you guys do, if you're coming to Vegas, be safe, have fun. This is a great town to celebrate New Year's in.
No question.
Even if you're just hanging out with friends, like Brett's doing, if you're down here in the the middle south part, you still get to see the fireworks. It's pretty cool. And by the way, you can watch what's her name and Dave Cavassier freezing their asses off and going, well, that looks like fun.
Yeah, it's the and for folks who really don't like it, then you watch the 9 o'clock rendition of the ball dropping in New York.
Right.
Say it's midnight. I'm going to bed. Right. See you guys tomorrow.
Night, honey. Yeah. Night, sweetie. Love you. Love you too. See you
Happy
next
New
year.
Year.
Bye. All right. Yeah. We're gonna take a break. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. That's right. We've brought it back. God bless our little hearts. It's time for our listener email.
For the final time in 2015 and only the second time of the year.
Bullshit.
It's the second time this month.
We did it last week too.
And did you really? Yeah, it's the first time ever it's been consecutive weeks.
That's true. Anyways, all you have to do is send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq right down there at livinginlv.com, and we'll answer your questions. The way it normally works is if briefly, just for the month.
Okay.
It's their slow time. So okay. They're like, hey, would you mind? I'm like, nah, I don't care.
Okay.
We'll take care of you. That was some inside broadcasting little chit chat that you just saw there.
Magic. That was from the world's smallest teleprompter.
The magic of broadcasting. Yeah. Anyways, the way we normally do this is if a guy sends an email, I'll read it. If a woman sends an email, then Brett reads it. But you know what? I'm feeling pretty givey gum gum drops to you.
Ooh.
There you go, big my brother.
Who do I have? We have an email from Michael. Thanks for reading my email, guys. Okay. There you go.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks. You're welcome, Mike. All right. He says, Scott, hopefully mine would be the only sale from eMusic, although it would make it tough to hold up for the video.
I think what he means is he wouldn't be. We talked about it last week about me selling. Somebody asked if I would put out more music than just my Jazzathon CD.
I
said, nah, I have to do this, blah, 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 blah. I think he meant to say wouldn't be the only one, but it probably would be the only one.
He said, I've already passed on the bootlegger's tip to a coworker. Currently, I'm jumping around the order of episodes to cram in as many tips as possible. Second week of January is our trip. Thanks again from Chicago.
And thank you for playing along. So he's emailed us a couple of times. Now he seems like a nice guy. Nice. I got an email or something within the last week saying they bought the Gajazzathon CD on iTunes. which means I'm about ready to see
a check for like 99 cents.
$1.25.
Oh, buck and 20. So that's, you lose 4 cents a sale? Or 90, whatever.
I haven't sold anything. I haven't got my first check yet, which means I don't think I've sold anything. I don't know. It's just fun to have it up there. Okay, time for real quick stories. Ready?
Do you have some?
Yes.
That's the only email we had?
Yeah, I'll just do that one.
Okay, we don't want to have a backlog.
I'm just trying to funnel them out. I don't want to overwhelm us.
Okay.
All right. Real quick, story number one. Two words. We're going to say it together. Ready?
Magical forest, go.
It's three words. But go see this thing. Holy.
So you didn't tell me. You had not been there before.
Never been there.
Did you go because I told you how cool it is?
No, I went there.
Thanks.
Yes.
We talked about it as one of our tips, the things to do for Christmas.
I went there because
the thingamajig that you were talking about, the candy factory thing.
Oh, did you go?
My wife and daughter went.
Did I like it?
Yeah, at Ethelheim.
Ethelheim, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I went because it came up in our Christmas thing.
Right.
Yeah, so yes, I did it because of you.
Okay, thank you.
And I drive by it all the time. I'm like, I got to go to this thing. And I'll tell you what's crazy about it. When you drive by it, you're like, okay, I can see that it's okay.
It's got a lot of stuff packed inside
there. Amazing. All right, that was more than two words. Okay, thanks to Christina.
Did you eat all the cookies?
Oh, shit. I forgot to bring those in here.
Where are they?
Well, there they are.
Melissa! Bring me my cookies!
Okay, a slight error in judgment there.
That was my dessert!
Christina, I just want to thank you publicly for... She's the nicest person in the world. She comes into our... She comes in Monday to the Vegas Video Network studios. We're just getting ready to do House Seat Presents. And so she comes in. She brings Scott and Melissa some cookies. She brings Scott and Brett at Living in Las Vegas some cookies.
Do you need double the amount of cookies? Have you looked in the mirror?
Hey, oh, go fuck yourself. You know what? I'm taking you out of my idea for next week.
Okay.
You fuck. That wasn't very
Maybe
nice.
You're playing the wrong character next week, or we should switch roles.
You can just bite me. You bad, bad man.
You're a bad man, Jerry. You're a very, very bad man.
And she also brought cookies for House Seats because they... She sent them an email. They read her email, gave her a free month of House Seats. She brought cookies to them, too.
We've always said that the easiest way to kill any broadcaster is to bring them food. Because we'll eat anything. Because
you get this.
So, I mean, put arsenic in it if you need to. Because, you want to wipe out a radio station? Just bring in food. Poison glazed donuts. They'll be devoured in about 2 seconds.
The glazed donuts are really pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do like donuts. That's unfortunate. Yeah. As based upon this look here. By the way, I just want to say this about that. You are never too old
to rock and roll.
To follow your dreams.
And no doubt.
I just want to share this with people. Our latest we just closed off our enrollment for the co-op for phase 4. The last person to get in right before the enrollment end is Gail. Gail is 80 years old.
Okay.
And she joined the co-op. How cool is this? She's got her shit together. She's got her. She speaks clearly. She can move around. Well, 80 years old. I just think that is so fucking cool. Now, she wouldn't want to. Actually, she's like, she's so funny. So she's doing a show called Bible Talk with Gail.
Okay. And your cousin.
I'm producing a show called Bible Talk with
the
Gail.
Antichrist is producing the show.
I'm giving her some tips, and she's taking these notes. It's so cute. She's taking. He's like, "These are really good stuff. This is good, Scott." And I'm like, and I said, "Well, here's what I do on my show to open it. Here's what I do on my show." And I'm like, "Oh," well, she goes, "I should go check out your show." I'm like, "Nope." I'm gonna say,
Tomahawk said no.
You really shouldn't listen to this show, Gail. Why? She goes, "Well, I just don't think it would be your cup of tea." She immediately understood what I was talking about. And you know how she heard of us? She was referred to by a longtime Vegas Video Network Living in Las Vegas fan.
Very cool.
Isn't that? It was her son.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, you think octogenarians can't do stuff. My mother is 81. Well, she's a dancer. She still dances.
Oh, that's right.
And they're doing, in December, I just talked to her on Sunday. I said, Ma, how you doing? She goes, I've done 23 shows this month already.
It's crazy.
She goes, we're doing two shows a day. She goes, I can't do it. I go, Mom, why don't you just do one show a day?
I'm a union person.
Because their group is for ladies 60 years old and over.
Right.
So she's been a part of this group for 21 years, 20 plus years.
Right.
So she went from being the youngest one, the spryest one, to now being one of the older ones.
Right.
I go, Mom, she goes, that's a good idea, but I love it so much. I want to keep on dancing.
It keeps them young.
So if anybody wants to check them out, go to shameless plug, St. Louis Strutters.
St. Louis Strutters.
And just go Google St. Louis Strutters, and you can see what they do. They're pretty cool.
Good news for
all the money they, by the way, they earn, they give to you. Better Women's Children's Centers.
I was hoping for you.
Better Women's Centers charity. The ladies take no money. They ask for a donation. Goes to charities.
Goes up to me.
Very cool. Go to me.
Yeah, sure.
I'd have some money by then. Yeah, it's good.
By then, right? did you see the article I posted about YouTube stars who are starving to death?
Yeah.
Really good article. Really good article.
Great,
that's what I've been telling people for a long time. It's the wrong call.
Here, I'll show you the picture.
What's
here,
this?
This is them.
Oh, there's the St. Louis
Mrs.
Strutters.
G, the blonde up
there.
There
they are. Oh, yeah, there's her. Oh, yeah, I recognize her.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
There you go.
Good news for the recent Hattem winners. The Vegas Video Network Advisors are back in. So we're going to be sending a red one.
Ooh, to who?
And a khaki one.
To the garbage?
And a black one.
Somebody pick khaki?
To Kevin, Shannon, and Robert shortly. Robert, by the way, is on my shit. Hey, where's my fucking visor? I'm producing videos for you. I'm giving you shout-outs.
That's true.
I want my fucking visor. I'm like, hey, man, pump
He's
the brakes.
He's been very patient.
I'm doing the best I can. I can't help it. They're very popular.
Who picked the khaki?
Shannon.
Shannon.
God bless his little heart. Also known as Neon Vegas.
Okay.
Who is in the live chat, or Neon Vacation. Is it Vacation? Oh, for fuck's sake. Neon Vacation. Sorry, Shannon. And then finally, I've got a tip for anybody out there who has Sirius XM. Do you have that?
Yes, both.
Here's my tip. Ready?
Yep.
So I've had it since 2009.
Okay.
I got it with my car, my Encore. And was looking at, I got an email today from them saying, hey, just telling you that, you know, we're going to be doing an automatic renewal of your deal. Just wanted to let you know. I'm like, great, sounds good. So I brought up my account just to see what it was. And last year it was, this is going to be March.
$53 a quarter. $49 a quarter.
Yeah, it was $204.
Yeah.
How about that? And I'm like, I wonder what I paid for this when I first got it.
Okay.
So I went back. It has records back to 2009. I'm like, well, that's kind of neat. Let's see. 136. Wait a minute. 136. And that's, I had the traffic thing and the, and now I'm paying 204. And all I'm getting is the music. I'm like, fuck this. So, hello. Yeah. I just want to cancel the auto renewal of my thing. Okay. So you want to cancel? Well, whatever you want to call it. I just don't want it to auto renew. Okay, well, let me just verify your account. Last name. Can we ask why? Oh, absolutely you can. One time I was paying $136 for this, and last year I paid $204. And now I have Spotify, which basically has all the same music that you guys have, and it just seems kind of silly for me. Oh, but, sir, we have a deal.
Oh, shit. What's your deal?
Of course you have a deal. You all have deals. That's why I'm calling you.
Good point.
$99 a year, but it has to start today. I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm already paying until March. He goes, well, it has to start today, but we'll prorate it. I said, what do you mean? Well, instead of $99 from December 15th to the next December 15th, it'll be $58 because you're, I'm like, sold.
Here's my credit card.
$204,
$58. Nice job.
And how do you do that? Call them.
I have three. I have three accounts because I have three cars.
I've got two. I'm going to do the same thing with Melissa's.
Okay.
Haven't done it yet, but I will.
Because I get bill. It's funny because I get a bill from Sirius. Two bills from Sirius and one bill from XM.
Oh, mine's from both of them. The combination of the two.
Yeah.
It's the and it's. I've done that a couple of times. I've done it with Verizon. I have more bandwidth than I'm supposed to have because I've called them and say, hey, look, I mean, I'm out. I don't have to be here anymore. AT&T is big, you know. T-Mobile's doing some pretty cool stuff. It doesn't really matter. I just want to. And they're like, whoa, can we give you more? Well, yes, you can.
Well, I remember calling AT&T once, and they go, how in the world do you have this all this stuff that you have for that? Yeah. I go, well, first of all, I've been a customer since before AT&T was around in Vegas.
Yep.
Before it was 360 or Singular Wireless. Before that, it was even called 360 Communications when I first moved to town.
Wow.
So that's how long I've had my cell phones.
Wow.
So it was bought by Singular, then it was bought by AT&T. So I've been a customer of theirs for like 18 years in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's how I have this deal, because I'm loyal. So you little bastards are going to show the same loyalty back to me. Otherwise, I'm going across the street.
That's a good question, by the way. What cell phone carrier should you use if you live in Las Vegas? So I use Venetian, Verizon. You use AT&T
still? I use AT&T, yeah.
Both of those are the top two here, which is not a surprise to anybody. But, I mean, the other ones here, I've heard horror stories about, what are the other ones?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. What's one that starts with the C? Sprint. Other ones, not so good. But I tell you, both Verizon and AT&T I've heard good things about.
Well, I got a buddy in San Diego who's not doing either one of those, and he's doing some $40 thing, internet-based, and he loves it. So I can't remember what it's called.
In Vegas?
No, he's in San Diego. But I forget what it's called. I'll have to ask him when I see him at Christmas.
Okay, let's go over to our chat potpourri for 400, Alex. Well, we're going to actually...
It's the audio version.
It's the audio version.
Ding, 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 ding.
Billy Smith once said, I've got nothing. All right. So this is the part where the live chat actually becomes a part of our show. Told you we make them famous. As a matter of fact, there are live chat people right now who, when they walk in public, they are recognized because of their experience with the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah.
Our first question comes from Pops, also known as Gene Gene the Dancing Machine. Pops wants us to answer, what is the very best and very worst restaurant meal you've ever had in Vegas? Brett?
Well, I texted my wife and I asked her, I said, boy, I'm having a hard time with this. What do you think? And she kicked around a couple of names. They go, okay, I like the idea of the best one. The worst one, I'm still kind of figuring out.
Give me best.
The worst one. Best one for us was the Gordon Ramsay steak inside Paris. Mm. Fantastic.
What made it the bestest?
Well, I thought it was just everything about it was. You ever order bone marrow?
You know,
have you ever ordered bone marrow?
No.
It comes. It's like it's.
It seems.
Well, you get a steak. It's fancy. You know, like the little. Like if you like get.
I know what it is.
Lamb shank, and then they give you a little thing, and you get the marrow on, right?
Yeah.
So now it's an appetizer.
It makes me feel.
And you
like...
can order bone marrow, and it comes, and it's like this long.
I'm expecting.
And it's filled with. Oh, it was fan. Fucking tastic.
I expect you to go.
Exactly. Oh, it's so good. They bring you, it's time to order. They bring you this almost like a spinning wheel of meat.
Yeah.
And they say, here's all of our cuts of steak. What would you like? There's the bone and ribeye. There's
yes.
the T-bone. There's the filet. There's the
Tomahawk
New York strip. Which one would you like?
Yes.
And you're salivating over all of them.
I've
and
seen
realize,
that
it's
kind
of like the petrified desserts that come to your table.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, I say, I want that one.
I want that little fucker.
Oh, right there. That was very cool. Everything about it was fantastic. I mean, it's very high end. It's very expensive. We went for an anniversary a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was terrific. They had the monster Union Jack motif on the ceiling.
Yep.
And it's kind of like we were into Gordon Ramsay watching
We've
the shows, yell at people.
We've been there.
I really liked it.
And a whole bunch of us went there. It was nice.
Yeah,
it
I liked good. It. There's
worst.
A few. I mean, like Prime at Bellagio is very good as well.
Yep, worst.
My wife threw out Serendipity, and I can't do any better than that, so I'm going to say okay.
What happened then?
It was just expensive, overpriced stuff, and
yeah.
it was crowded, and it wasn't great service, and it was cramped, and it was cold hamburgers, and... A lot of 16-year-olds screaming and yelling around.
People only had ice cream there.
Well, my daughter went for her 16th birthday with like 26 of her friends.
Well, this was some time ago.
Yeah, that was 5 years
26
ago.
26 friends?
No, it wasn't that many. It just seemed like it. It just seemed like it was.
That's why you didn't like it. You're paying 26
well, yeah,
people.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
It just seemed like it was that many people.
$20 ice cream.
So I have to go with that as well.
Okay, best. Easy. I go there all the time.
Still the Capital Grill guy?
Capital Grill.
Right.
Nobody's come close to that.
I like Capital Grill's trim.
It's great. It is the best bone and ribeye I've had in all of Las Vegas. And I am a bone and ribeye freak. And it is the best.
Scott likes the bone.
It is. I like a bone in, baby. Nothing wrong with that. Don't judge me. Just love me. So the waiters are waiters. They're professional waiters. They're guys who've been waiting for 20 years, who love being a waiter, who are good at it, who understand how to suggest foods and wines. And by the way, it's where I learned where you can actually buy your waiter a glass of wine. You can give them a glass of wine from your bottle if you want. It's completely normal. I think I love that idea. The bar, great bar. Bartenders know what they're doing, young and old. Last time we were there, we grabbed dinner actually at the bar. The manager of the place came by and said, hey, do you know what this stuff is? I'm like, I don't know what this stuff is. Well, shit, let's have some. And they were teaching us how to drink this toxic alcohol. But it was fascinating. Try this. Now put a little bit of water and drink in it. I mean, it was just the coolest educational thing.
I like that.
It was great. Worst I've ever had? Top of the world at Stratosphere. And it was because it shouldn't have been. So this was this was Heather's 21st birthday. We go up there, you know, best view in Las Vegas, arguably. And this is the story I've told before. We ordered a bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, very rare wine. Almost nobody has that except fucking Albertsons. Everybody, except for Albertsons for $9. So we ordered the, I'll have the Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, please. Oh, is that a 2011? Yeah, whatever. Yes, I'm having it. Oh, that's a great year. Great. All right, so that should take you about 5 minutes. 45 minutes later.
You had to go back to 2011 and find it.
Yeah, yeah. They time traveled. Hey, Marty, McFly, come
exactly,
on over here.
Exactly.
We need on. To get a bottle of wine.
86 miles an hour, Doc.
All right. What's for? Kendall Jackson, the Whitney's fuckers want wine.
1.21 gigawatts.
Now, remember, this wine, they probably at the at the bottom of the stratosphere, they've got probably a full wall covered in Kendall Jackson.
Right.
45 minutes. And then the food, the service was crap, the food was crap, and it was funny. This is the time where I said, yeah, you know, what brings you guys here, thinking we're tourists? Well, you know, it's Heather's 21st birthday, we're locals here, we want to celebrate her birthday. And they looked at me like, wait a minute, you're locals, and you're here? You don't fucking know any better? You shouldn't be at this place, this is not the place to be. Now, that was a long time ago, about 7 years ago. Since then, it got better. They got a new chef, and it got really, really, really good. The Mitchells and the Whitneys went there a little while ago, a couple, 4 years ago. It was outstanding. And then, because what goes up must come down, it got crappy again. The last time we were there, which is probably within the last couple years, they're dropping the ball. Food wasn't good. Service wasn't good. So what could be arguably one of the greatest restaurants in Las Vegas.
Oh, it should be. And it should be top notch.
And it should be one
because
of the greatest.
Because it has such a huge advantage over everybody else.
No. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Except for, unfortunately, where it is, driving-wise. Yeah. Otherwise, it should be spectacular.
Where do you want to turn? Not there.
Doc Esther. Well, after dinner, we're going to walk over here to the Naked City and have to get some freebase some cocaine on our way home for dessert. No problem. Yes.
Yeah, so that's it's you're right. It's disappointing. I've had other good food elsewhere, but, you know, for me, you can't beat Capital Grill. And I was really bummed out about top of the whatever you call that place is. Bob wants to know, hey, do you think Adelson has an interest in the Review Journal? Background there is the Review Journal was just bought for $140 million from a group of people that they're not providing who the actual people are. As a matter of fact, when they came in and told the Review Journal journalists, hey, you just got bought for $140 million, journalists being journalists said, well, who owns it? And they basically said, you don't need to worry about that. Just keep writing, writer boys, basically. I'm paraphrasing now. Naturally, the writer boys were like, that's a problem for us. We're kind of big into the whole transparency thing. They wrote about it, and they quoted the guy who was announcing this, and the guy who was announcing it didn't like that. He actually had him pull a quote from the paper. So it's not really cool. The rumor is that it may be a GOP operative who bought the paper to take advantage of, you know, this being a swing state. And the Review Journal is the largest paper in Nevada, so trying to have some influence on us Republican types. And so the truth is nobody knows. Adelson is one of the people that people have guessed. I hope not, only because everything he touches, he fucks up.
Well, he's 80 plus years old himself, and he's you know, even if he was him, it's not like he's going to, unless he wants to fire everybody or literally censor what they write.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the owner of the paper, maybe you carve a space for you to be able to put some information.
But it's already a right-leaning paper. But it's a right-leaning paper.
Oh,
anyways.
Not really.
Well,
nah, not really.
So the Sun was more of a left side kind of thing, and the Review Journal was more right.
I wouldn't call it right at all. I wouldn't call it left wing.
It's definitely not left.
No, but it's probably in the middle.
If you compare, if you compare the editorial comments from the Sun versus the Review Journal, fuck, they're never.
Here's the thing about the RJ, and we're not talking about the LA Times or the Chicago Tribune or other New York Times, other influential papers across the country. As Las Vegas has exploded population-wise, the circulation of the Review Journal is the same as it was 25 years ago. Mm. It's about 350,000. Yeah. It has not gone up as the population's gone up. Nah, it hasn't really gone down.
Yeah, right.
And obviously, people consume their media all over the place
right,
now.
Right.
I mean, I get the paper delivered to our to our station, although I think I just canceled it because they sent me a renewal. I go, what the fuck do I need the paper for?
Right.
And I think that's kind of like what it's for. I don't need it. If I want to look at the RJ,
watch it online.
I go online and I read somebody's column. For me, I look at the Nevada preps in the sports section and the gambling section because those are things I'm interested in.
Right.
I don't care about Nevada politics per se. If I'm looking at a particular story that's, you know, people are talking about, I'll go and look it up in that part of it. But I don't get to vote in the city of Las Vegas elections where I live, so I don't worry about it.
Yeah. Access Vegas in the live chat says he disagrees with BG. He thinks the RJ is a right libertarian type of paper.
It might be right. I'm not saying it's left. It might be right of center, but I don't think it's libertarian maybe more so. I don't think it's right.
It's definitely – it's not right.
Right.
It's not like
– correct.
Yeah, it's just – it's right. The only thing that they can really do is they could either say our editorials will be righter,
right,
which can happen,
sure,
right. So they could say you should be voting for Cruz or whoever the fuck they want to, you know, have you vote for.
Have you ever voted for somebody based on an endorsement
from
somebody else?
Never.
Oh my God, the Teamsters endorsed him. I'm going to go vote for him. If I was a Teamster and that was important to me, if I was a member of the AFL-CIO or I was a member of the Culinary Union and they said, hey, this is the person, but I'm not.
Right.
So when they endorse that person, I'm going, I'm voting for the other guy.
I'm voting whoever the fuck I want to vote for. Right? Exactly. No, I agree. But I think a lot of people are influenced by that. I think arguably you're a political guy. You're a political animal.
Not so much local, which is kind of funny because that's where you want to affect politics is locally.
Yeah.
I tend to get into the national issue. So if somebody told me what's the biggest issue facing Las Vegas today, I would probably say terrorism.
Yeah,
right. Because which that's what, you know, I'm thinking about all the crap that's going on. And somebody else who's tied in locally would say, well, how about all the homeless people?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right.
You know,
But I think, you know, the fact that this is a swing state, I think that we're going to see a lot of exposure to the national campaigns on both sides.
Well, look at it. We've already had two debates here.
Already.
The last presidential debate next year is going to be here in Las Vegas.
Which is insane.
It is. And for what, seven electoral votes?
It's insane.
Well, I mean, it's seven.
Yeah.
Crazy. Isn't Ohio and Florida and California and North Carolina worth a whole lot more than...
Well, it speaks volumes of what both sides think is going on here. They think
it's
going to be a fucking rough... Yeah,
it's that tight.
It's going to be a rough race, which is, I think, going to be fascinating. I still haven't really got a horse in this race yet. I haven't decided yet. I think it's still a little early for me to
I've got my top three.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
And they haven't disappointed me yet.
I think Trump is doing God's work, quite frankly, right now. He's saying things that everybody wants to say that no politician will say. And that is that's just amazing to watch. I think he's a little crazy. He's going to step on his dick. He's already
He has 12 times.
But he's going to he's going to hurt himself. And everybody knows it. But he's getting to say things that all the other guys are like, "Well, I wish I could have said that. That was pretty
Well, I think the cool thing is, and I agree with you. I think what he's doing is brilliant in the fact that he's bringing issues that people need to talk about to the forefront, and he's shooting you between the eyes with his rhetoric, saying, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yep.
We can't let those people in.
Yep.
Now, his proposal about the refugees, saying, cut off the Muslim world. Okay, he threw an extreme view out there. Obviously, what we need to do is more in the middle, but we need to do something. We can't do what we're doing.
Yep.
And we can't do what he's suggesting. But if the two people get together, two sides, get together and say, you know what? It wouldn't be a bad idea if we put a stop to bringing anybody in temporarily, got our shit together, made sure the things we were doing are actually effective, and then say, okay, let's try it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you take the refugee thing, it's going to cost the country about $64,000 a year per refugee that we decide to bring in. Okay. In benefits and housing and food and all the stuff they're going to do. If you leave them in the refugee camps they're in currently, they're safe where they are currently. It's $1,000 a person to feed them, house them, clothe them, keep them safe. It's a pretty big difference. $63,000 per person.
And it's not our money either.
And, it's a combination of the world's money.
Right.
But we're going to bring them here.
Yeah.
So, you know, people who are actually able to be sensible.
Yeah.
This is the biggest problem we have in the country today, in my opinion, is you and I can disagree with stuff. But we can sit here and respect each other's opinion and say, what about this?
Right. Well,
what about that?
Right.
How about this? I like the, what you hash it out.
Sure.
We don't have any common sense anymore. It's either you agree with me or you don't. And if you don't, you're an Islamophobe, a homophobe, a racist, a xenophobe, or on the other side, you're a, you know, like Colonel Frank Peters said, you're a pussy. Right. All right. So it's which is fascinating. Rather interesting. Yeah, yeah. I thought the same thing when I was watching that. But the ability for the side, and both sides are to blame, but the ability for us to communicate at the highest level of our government, it currently is gone.
Yes. All right. It's gone. So if you really want to know who's going to be president, Brett and I know. We're just not sharing that.
Yeah.
We're going to share that next year. Okay. Last question for live chat. Jimmy wants to know, what do locals think about Laughlin and Reno?
We hate them. They're little shit stepsisters and brothers of Las Vegas. I mean, if you think it's hot in Las Vegas, you know, you don't think it's hot enough, you can literally step in hell in Laughlin and go, hey, I'm here. But you know, the Colorado River's nice and cool. Okay. And then you go across the street to Needles. Isn't that Needles across the river?
I think it's the worst place in the world.
Or is it? It's not.
Needles is like fucking on fire.
No, it's 121 degrees. Fire. I remember when I was first starting out in broadcasting, my first morning show, I used to do the weather. And it's like, and here's the hottest place today in the country and the coldest place. The hottest place was always either Death Valley or Lake Havasu or Needles.
Right.
And then the coldest place was always Marquette, Michigan.
Yeah.
You're thinking, minus 42 in Marquette. Why the fuck would anybody live there? 129 in Needles. Jesus. Needles is California. Cross River is Lake Havasu. It's not Havasu. But what the hell is that town? It's
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Losing my mind. Reno's the biggest little town in the world, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. Here's what I think
Reno's,
about
them. Reno's all right.
I don't think about them.
No, you're right.
It just doesn't come up. I mean,
well, the thing about Vegas
isn't very
is
far from here. I mean, I don't know. It's a couple of
90
hours
minutes,
away.
90
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, a couple hours. It's not that far. And there's things to do, I've been told. And I know entertainers.
There's a couple of nice golf courses.
There's a couple of entertainers I know who've performed down there. And, man, it just doesn't come on my radar. Now, I've been to Reno once.
Yeah.
I went up there. When I was in California, I drove to Reno on a motorcycle trip. Drove there one day up there and one day back. This is before I lived in Vegas. I'm like, well, this is kind of neat. It's kind of cute, kind of quaint. But I wouldn't live there for anything. It's cold, for one thing.
Yeah.
It snows up there, which I don't care for.
But if you want to go do some great skiing not far away, like as in Lake Tahoe.
Well, so
or over to Squaw Valley, which we did spectacular.
Here's what's interesting about Reno. I will say this. So it's not for me. I really like what Vegas represents from a entertainment perspective and things to do thing. But there are some high-tech companies running around in Reno. So the cost of living there is pretty low. There's big companies up there. And bigger ones going up there. As a matter of fact, Tesla is moving up there or is putting a plant up there. IGT is up there. Other big companies are up there as well. So you can get a good job and make good money and live in Reno, which means your cost of living is even lower than the cost of living here in Vegas. And like you said, if you like skiing, some of the best skiing in the world is within hours of Reno.
Right.
So it kind of depends on what you're into.
Well, if you think about it from a standpoint of Las Vegas to Los Angeles and how far that might take you, 3.5-4 hours to go, it's only 218 miles from Reno to San Francisco. So you've got Northern California right there.
That's right.
And you got all the skiing, and so you got, while we have all the benefits of Southern California 3.5-4 hours away, there's all the benefits of Northern California 3.5 hours away.
It's a little bit beyond.
And I love the Bay Area, and you're not too far away from getting there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit beyond, obviously, from the Bay Area. It's beyond Lake Tahoe. Reno is a little bit more east of that.
A little southeast,
So, I mean, it doesn't come up, quite frankly. You don't hear it come up here very often. Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick one of the two, I'd cry and beg forgiveness. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. It's Have a Drink on Me. This is the part of the show where we show you a bar that I have been to, and you can win some good stuff. Is that really true, Scott? It is.
Absolutely.
But what can they win?
Let me get my voice ready, Scott, because you win all kinds of great prizes, including the lovely Vegas Video Network visor. Now comes in 3 colors, provided they're not sold out. If they are, it comes in 1. Our 3 great CDs, Gajazzathon. A Christmas Acoustic 1 and Christmas Acoustic 2. It is the Christmas season. Make sure you're listening to Christmas Acoustic. Or, and finally, how about some hot buttered rum with Scott? Ah, let me butter his muffin. Mmm. Delicious. Although it's
let
not
me
so
butter his muffin.
That's from Weird Science.
Okay.
I'd like to butter your muffin.
Thank
That's
you.
Where Chet's talking to
Thank
Kelly
you,
LeBrock.
And where would they send an email if
they wanted
to play along?
They would send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Many magical things could happen, by the way. If you want to double your chances of winning, you send a correct answer. That's one. If you're in the live chat during this part of the show and you have sent in a correct answer, boom, we double your stuff, your entries. But wait a minute. There's another way. If you send a picture of the Jazzathon CD or one of the Christmas Acoustic CDs in the wild, either a video or a graphic, like a photo, we will also give you another chance. And by the way, there's more to it than just that. Oh,
there
much,
is.
Much, much more. Something happens to you if you happen to end up with one of these here visors. What do we call it? We call it
the Gallery of the Gods.
Of
not
God.
Galaxy, Gallery.
It's Galaxy. We've decided Galaxy.
Galaxy of the Gods.
The Galaxy of Gods, you pain in my ass.
I screwed it up, didn't
oh,
I?
Oh, you did.
Son of a bitch. Brett, you're fired.
Mike,
hi,
there's
Mike.
Scott.
Hello,
there's
Scott.
Ed, and there is Alan. There's Aaron, who made the coolest card, but I didn't know how to use it. So I'll show it next week. There's Pops. Pops loves his son. That's why he's watching Sammy. There's me and Jackie. There's Christina. She's the nicest person.
Is that the cookie lady?
No, yes.
No, I still haven't got
There's Brett's dad.
Hi, Pops.
There's Don. There's Wayne. He was here. Watch out! It's Mike.
There's Danny.
There's Brett and Danny. All right. That's the Galaxy of Gods. Well, I had you up there. I said Brett.
I did. I just happened to look down.
We had quite a few entries. 26 entries.
Nice.
24 of which were correct.
Okay.
Let's review last week's Have a Drink on Moi. Here it is, last week's Have a Drink on Moi. The hints, by the way, if you were listening the first time, you'd think, wow, why aren't more people guessing? These hints are so good. Here's the hint from last year, or last week. The hint was Centra Bar at the Luxor, Centra Bar at the Luxor, and then Centra Bar.
You would think most people get that right if those are the clues.
Winter?
Although, yeah. If you don't know how to spell Centra,
right,
that could really screw you up.
It could. Okay, here we go. Eric Hansen, also known as Airport Limbo.
Is he in there today?
In the live chat. Yes, he is. I see him. So Eric Hansen gets a double. Uno for one.
All right, Eric.
And Eric for dose. And we've got
Boop.
Monica Fagan, oftentimes Binky51. She is not in the live
chat. Have not seen the Bink.
No Bink. We've got Jimmy Gallagher, Jimmy 2Gs. We know Jimmy. And Jimmy's changed his color from unreadable to a lovely purple shade. What a go, Jimmy.
It's better.
We've got Craig Daughtry. Craig Daughtry, don't think he's in the live chat. Boink.
How many do we have?
26, wow. 24, 24. 20, no, I'm sorry, 25.
Okay.
You had one wrong one. Rob Cole. Rob is in there in the live chat.
He is?
He's sure shot.
Oh.
So Rob Cole is in there. I'm going to go Robbie.
Hi, Rob. I didn't see him in there.
He's a
there
Vegas he Video Co-op member, by the way.
He is. He makes some comments on my Facebook page occasionally.
There you go.
Can't tell if he agrees with me or not. Rob, do you agree or disagree with me? I can't tell.
He disagrees with everybody.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. He's a very nice guy.
I think he's kind of, well, you know, if people read
you know,
my stuff.
He's one of those guys you look at
most
him,
of the time. Okay, that's fair enough.
He seems he's a really mellow dude, super mellow guy, but he's kind of built like a brick shithouse. So
well,
you know.
He's the vegetarian, right?
He is a vegetarian, but he's a bodybuilding fucking protein motherfucker.
Right, right, yeah.
He's one of those cats. So you'd be like, this guy is nothing. And he'd be like, fuck off. Or he has a British accent. Hey, fuck off. That was a horrible accent. Pow. All right, so next up.
Is he British? I did not know that.
He has kind of an accent. What are you?
I'm Australian.
Is he Australian?
I have no idea.
I don't know what he is. He has a slight accent. It's very, very subtle. It just makes him sound smart.
He is British. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Michael Snow, Chicago Snowman 8. He is in there, Michael Snow.
Why is that an accent that makes you sound more intelligent, but not a Southern accent?
No, that makes you sound dumb. And you know why? Because they are fucking dumb.
Really? There are some people that, you know, went to Harvard who are down there.
Name one.
I'm sure a governor.
You can't. So you can't do it. Because like, nobody goes there.
Well, I don't know anybody that went to Harvard anyway, except for your daughter. It's the only one I know. Right. Actually, one that
did
works.
Did you put Michael
one,
Snow
one that works for me went to Harvard.
Really?
Works for me.
Oh, well.
Take that.
I birthed one, motherfucker.
What's Chicago Snowman's name again?
Michael Snow.
Michael Snow.
Yeah. Okay, next up is Tammy. Tammy Mossbrucker. Thank you, Tammy. Right. Christina V. I don't think she's in the live chat, but God bless her little heart. Kevin Whip. And
somebody's doing some cub love. Who's Neon Vacation? I'm going to smack him upside the head.
Neon, that's Shannon.
Shannon, you're in trouble.
You back off on him. Kevin Whip, who is a previous winner. I don't think he's in there. I don't see him. Boink. Andy from New Hampshire. This is the guy last week. He just sent his email, which was NDRU60-TWO. I'm like, hey, CIA, spy, FBI guy, give us more. Accordingly, he's Andy in New Hampshire. Thank you, Andy.
But he's not chatting with us.
Brian Leach, he is in the live chat. Last minute, almost didn't get Brian's entry, but he's in there. B-R-Y-O-N.
Is he in here?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Hey, Shannon, by the way, let me know when you guys are flying your third place banner, you bastard.
All right. What's he saying? I'm not looking
he's
at
like, the fly the W. Yeah, okay, fly the W. Fly the third place. But let me know when you're raising the third place banner, okay? Take that.
You know, the best thing about Britt is he has no interest in sports.
No.
And Gene's son.
Son of Gene.
Son of Gene. Well, I don't want to do the whole sound effect thing, but it's pretty funny. All right. Son of Gene. Boop. All right. Way to go, son of Gene. Oh, actually, wait a minute. I don't think he's in there anymore.
Yes, he was. He was right there.
He Tapa. Was.
Isn't he Tapa?
Oh, he is in there. Okay.
He's right there.
Oh, I didn't see him. I thought for a minute we'd have to dump him. Okay. All right.
Who's monoxide at work, yo?
That's him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Craig Daughtry, Vegas Dog 222.
I haven't seen him.
Long-time participant. By the way, you'll see he gets two because I skipped him last week.
Oh, okay.
But I already got you. Be careful. All right. Gary Romberg. Now, here's what Gary did last week. He's like, here's my entry. And by the way, your video is fucking up my Roku. What's up with that? I'm like, huh?
Okay.
Doesn't seem like something my video would do. So I'm like, can you tell me which one it was? He goes, yeah, it's your last episode. I'm like, the other ones work okay? Yeah. So he goes, well, let me check mine. So I go on mine. I'm like, well, it seems to be working. So he goes, I'm getting this error message. I said, well, send me the error message. Let's see what's going on. So he sends me the error message, a big purple screen. I'm like, I've never seen that before. Let me look it up. Did some troubleshooting, fixed his Roku for him.
Isn't that cool?
Vegas Video Network, fixing
you're the
people's
man.
Roku.
He's the Maytag repairman.
That's right, goddamn.
You're just sitting around waiting for something to do every day, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah, I got nothing
somebody's
to do.
Somebody's Roku breaks. Oh, Gary.
Nah, a new show? Fuck that. I got to wait for this guy. I got to fix this guy's Roku.
You guys should do D-Mate. Morgan Dollar, sometimes in the live chat, don't see him in there today.
But you got a fan for
life. Oh, he actually was on vacation, or he's out running around. John Herman, who was a previous winner as well. John likes to say John's been doing crack, or he's been smoking mushrooms or something. Like to take a flight to the centra of the
universe,
Aureo Borealis.
Ooh. Okay.
Attaboy, John. He works, by the way, for a major broadcasting company in New
that's
York.
That's right. We know that one.
And
yes.
That's why they're in the shitter. No, I'm kidding. They're actually number one right now. Steve I, who is always in the live chat. Thank you, Steve. Boink. One for him and one for you over there.
It's coming.
Erin Perry, who, like I said, she sent us a really cool Christmas card. Like she did this one over here. She did another one that's just, I'm like, I don't understand how it works. And So I set it up, took a picture of it. I set it up wrong.
And she said, well, hey, butthead.
She's so sweet. She's like, she didn't say anything. So then she asked if she could friend me on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I go on her page and I see all these amazing cards she's done, including the one she sent me. And I'm like, oh, that's what it's supposed to look like. I completely fucked that up.
So, she was thinking, well, that's a different interpretation of what I had in mind.
And she wrote me and she said, you know, a lot of times people, you know, think my cards are a little complicated. Nah, I'm just an idiot.
Especially since I couldn't figure out how to open it.
I'm just an idiot.
I was one of those.
Yeah. Jim Cowley, I love the show. And have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, appreciate
all right, here
that.
We go. Let's get to Mikey Q. Mikey Q has something to say.
Oh, Mikey Q. He says, greetings, Scott and Brett.
Hey.
Mikey Q guesses Centra at Luxor.
Correct.
It's been a while since my last time entering Haddam. I mostly do it just for the fun and the fact that I'm already holding one or two drinks owed. I will make this entry a push. to another who is not what yun, yet one.
How do I know what I owe people? I need to have some sort of rule. You have to use it within 6 months or you lose it.
Yeah. Brett, my, your number may be going down and you say, stay strong.
Your number.
My number.
Your
thank you, Mikey.
Thing.
I appreciate it.
So one for here and then Mike's in the live chat, so we'll put him in there. Thank you, Mikey. Longtime fan, big supporter.
Mikey's who we want to hang out with when we are getting attacked. He's got the ammo.
Yeah, he's, he is not to be told.
Can't find anything. Mike, where's Mike?
Mike, could you check around the stratosphere? Safe now. Let's go. All right, Alan Perry. Alan writes, hey, guys. Haddam Bar is Centra. Speaking of bars at MGM Resort properties, I heard recently that they are now pricing out drinks using surge pricing.
Interesting.
Like Uber does. Hmm. When the demand is high, the price of the drink goes up. Have you heard of this?
Interesting.
Maybe I'm late to understand this, or maybe the rumors are bullshit, but what the fuck is MGM Resorts doing? Aren't we being nickel-dimed enough? E.g. resort fees and the consideration to pay to park in their park. Who's paying to park in the garages? Sorry to vent, but these types of moves just bug the crap out of me. I love the whole Vegas experience, and I understand that casinos are in the business to make money, but come on! Don't mess with what makes people happy. By the way, keep up the great work on the podcast. I look forward to the show every week. Alan, have you heard of the surge pricing
thing? No. It's interesting, though.
I haven't heard of it as well. I mean,
you know,
already...
let me just say this real quick, because I was, when I was... The week before, you see my sweatshirt today, it says the Purdue.
Go Purdue.
I took my sons to go visit Purdue a week and a half ago, December 4th and 5th that weekend.
Right.
And we flew into Indianapolis. Beautiful airport, by the way.
Oh.
Spectacular.
Good.
Spectacularly clean.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
So cold. What else are they going to do? Fucking clean the airport.
Well, but that particular weekend was the Big Ten championship game in football, and the entire state of Iowa was there. Hmm. Everybody I talked to, when they found out I was from Vegas... Every one of them.
Hmm.
I love Vegas. Can't wait to go back.
That's
we were
right.
just there in March. We're going back there in January. You live in Vegas. What's it like living in Vegas? Always love Vegas. Well, we're going to retire there. I can't tell you how many people used to live there. You lived in Henderson. A couple people couldn't tell me where they lived. I'm going, you never lived there.
Right, you liar.
Stupid piece of shit. Well, yeah, we were over there on the east side. You couldn't name one street?
Right.
I'm like, never mind.
You're give me Eastern.
You're full of crap. Pecos, yeah, no, forget.
Yeah,
but
by the way, live chat, people are saying, MGM's going to be charging for arena events. You know what? Fuck that. Come on, guys. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That really is not cool. That's not cool.
But if they have limited parking and you got these resorts are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, they got to find a way to do it. So there you go. Carpool.
Okay.
Park across the street at a different hotel and walk.
Pisses me off.
Yeah, park at Tropicana for free and walk across the street.
Surge pricing on the strip is already surge pricing. It's $19 for a fucking beer. Okay, next up, Danny Ackerman. Danny's in the live chat. Put her in there. And Danny.
Oh, does she have a video?
Nope.
We'll go.
But she has.
Thank God. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
She moved.
Since
maybe she hasn't got her studio set up yet.
Danny writes, since you love to croon on the show, I thought I would present you with something different. My Haddam entry is in the form of song lyrics.
Ooh.
You know, if you give this to Brett to sing, he's
going to
say something mean-spirited.
I can't sing.
He would say something mean-spirited.
I can't sing, either.
Sung to the tune of Fly Me to the Moon.
To the Moon.
Take me to the strip. Take me to the pyramid. Come on, kids. Then let me get a fruity drink. Yeah. And those lights, they're vivid. The place to go, Centra Bar. Come on, kids, get with me. I said, the place to go, buy me that drink. We got more. Fill my glass with wine. Let me drink forevermore. Boom, boom, boom. Winning what I long for, all that would be quite a score. Hey, in other words, pick my name. Boom, 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 boom. In other words, I love this game.
Too much reverb.
Instrumental break. Fill my glass with wine. Let me drink forever. Winning what I long for. Oh, that would be quite a score. In other words, my name. In other words, In other words, I love this game.
People were complaining. Pops and Danny did not like all the extra reverb you had there. But that was like a modern-day Stairway to Heaven Inagata DeVita.
They didn't like the reverb.
They said, they said it was a little bit too much.
Who wrote that?
Pops said you're rushing, needs a drummer. Well, if he wasn't rushing, Pops, the song would be going on for another 6 hours.
Trying to get done with the goddamn show. Okay.
Nice job, though, Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Okay, next up. Boop, boop, boop.
Iron Butterfly.
In the gutter. We've got Penny Gregory, and she gets a double because she sent a beautiful Christmas tree with a Christmas acoustic CD smack in the middle. One for her. Penny.
Penny G.
Thank you, Penny. Well done on that. My guess is that CD came out of that tree right after she wrote that. Oh, she also wrote something. Here.
Penny writes, she's from Plymouth, North Carolina. Scott, I enjoyed the Christmas acoustic music this Christmas. Here is it adorning my Christmas tree. Love it. This week's had him is Centra at the Luxor. Penny G from Plymouth, NC. See, I'm a rabid son of B.
And you did not even know eat.
Exactly.
Okay, next up, now it's time for our videos. First up, Big Bob, Big Robert, where's my...
Danny, I put you in there. I swear to goodness.
She's in there.
Right,
you got
right
it.
There, right there. Doubles. There. Even says Danny. Right
we're
there.
Doubled. We're doubles, baby. Everything's okay. Okay, here's Robert's, also known as Vegas Life Today in the live chat. He's in there. So it's one for here.
For Bobber?
One for there for he's in the live chat. And one more because God bless his little heart. He sent in this.
Okay, I got it right.
Actually,
okay.
Let me turn up his volume a little bit.
We're going back in time, right?
His video. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Brett and Scott. Before we get to this week's video, I want to congratulate Scott on the acknowledgement he received from the Miracle League of Las Vegas for the great cause and being a major donor to this organization. And now the video.
Thanks, Bob.
And it's the Central Bar, and it's beautiful. It used to suck ass. Liquid is terrible. Liquid was... In the same location, it was surrounded by frosted glass, and you could only get in one area. So usually walked around it three times looking at Chris Angel's douchey Harley Davidson's he has parked around
what?
It. Well, you couldn't get in. Now there's big wide open come on ins everywhere. Awesome. Way better Central Bar than Liquid ever was. So hand it to whoever's running the Luxor, MGM, I guess, for fixing Liquid.
You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
He's got quite the research.
Big Bobby, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a bad man.
Good job,
shut
Bobby.
Your mouth. It's right. Pop's like, man, he went deep into the archives.
He's becoming like an anchor. He's like, let me tell you our story. Let's send it over here to this guy.
But first, a little Haddam. Bob, hey, thanks, Scott. Today's Haddam is all about this, and we've got to the archives. Dave Ivey, please come back out. Okay, and finally, we've got Gene, the dance machine. Gene, once again, proves to us that just because you're an older gentleman, there's nothing wrong with doing a little heroin. Maybe doing a little LSD. I don't have the first fucking clue what this video means, but God bless his heart, he's in there. So he gets one from being in there, one for being in the live chat. Are you running out of?
No, I'm just conserving.
Yeah, but you'll feel that.
No, I won't.
It's a single.
I'm going to fold it.
Don't you do that.
What?
All right, whatever.
I'm going to fold them both.
So you put three in there? Or two in there?
I put two in there.
Here we go. Here's Gene. Somewhere in Florida.
Cracker
in a
Swamp
small
Road.
Town.
Steamboat Willie's.
Outside the high-end cocktail lounge, Pops preaches on the street.
Tonight as we go forth from our fellowship, the Church of Scott's undeniable truth, go forth into the wilderness. Taketh a jazzathon. Taketh the advisor. Take the word. Take it to the untamed masses. Take it to the downtrodden sinners. It's not like we're trying to save anybody. It's just that the downtrodden sinners are a lot more fun to hang out with than everybody else. See ya. Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Pops.
Christmas, Pops. He was giving you a little message about...
give Pops shit ever again for doing a video. He's nuts!
He added that at the end. I'm sorry, you should have told me to
show. Yeah, he's like a... He's called random neuron generating. He's just like... Squirrel. Shiny pretty thing. Videos. God bless his little heart. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Here we go. 450 entries. And our winner and new reigning Have a Drink on Me champion is...
Oh, here we go. This one. And it is...
The winner is?
Craig Daughtry.
Craig Daughtry.
Vegas Dog from room 222.
Congratulations, Craig. You won yourself a drink on me. The coveted drink on me. Vegas Video Network Visor or one of my CDs. Okay.
There you go.
This week's Have a Drink on Me.
Ooh, let's see if I know what it is. I didn't even look.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I closed out my thing for some reason.
Excellent, excellent.
So I didn't feel like digging back up. I'm checking other stuff.
Okay, here it is. Boing.
Oh, I already know what the answer is because you told me.
Oh, that.
Remember, I asked you that question.
Oh, you did. Yeah. It's actually a slightly different photo, but it's the same thing. Yeah. Okay, here's our three clues for this week's Have a Drink on Me. Hint number one. When you first visit this off-strip bar/restaurant, you might think you need a password to get in.
Ooh.
When you first visit this off-strip bar or restaurant, you might think you need a password to get in. Number two, if you were a major player in the mafia, this place would be one of those where everybody knows your name, or at least your title. If you were a major player in the mafia, this place would be one of those where everybody knows your name, or at least your title. And our third and final clue, if you're a local and you don't eat and drink at the bar on Mondays, you're making a huge mistake. If you're a local and you don't eat and drink here at the bar on Mondays, you are making a monstrously huge mistake. Again, if you have the answer, you're going to send it to Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Did you notice what you left in the picture?
Oh, is there a name? Is the actual... Did I?
Look down at the bottom left.
Where?
Look at the menu right there.
Oh, kind of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little bit
that's
of
a... That's a clue.
Little hint
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a clue.
I like to put in little hints for people. Yeah, that's kind of what I do. All right, everybody.
Yeah, you're focusing on the two guys in the picture on the right hand side.
Those guys are awesome. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. Again, if you want to be a part of the show and send us an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can easily do that. Just go to our website. Click on the little red tab on the right-hand side. When you click it, a little box will pop up. You'll click the green Start Recording button, and because you have a microphone on your computer, you'll be able to send us a voicemail. We're all over the place. We are worldwide. We're on the three screens. We're on television. We're on desktops. We're on mobile devices. You can see us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review, by the way, both audio or video. We're on the YouTube. What is this that you keep doing? Should I be paying attention to that? No, okay.
No.
YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Share it with your friends. And also, we are on Roku, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV. And also, coming up, brand new, Google Play.
Oh.
So they are just getting ready to get into the podcasting world. They've asked for people to submit their podcasts. We have done so, and we've been approved.
Excellent.
So all of the podcasts on Vegas Video Network are Google Play approved. As soon as they launch that, the Vegas Video Network will be on that as well, which is very, very cool. I'm so happy that they're doing that. They're going after the iTunes, baby, in the podcast world. It's a shame because Google really doesn't do things very well, so they're probably not going to do a good job there.
Ooh.
I love that. Okay.
You no longer are approved.
All right, so that's it, kids. You're right. I was kidding.
Hey, next week's show promises to be a dandy.
So next week's show, I will give you a slight hint. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. It could be...
We can give him a clue.
I don't know what you're going to say.
It's not going to be here.
No, maybe not. It may be at the other studio. I've got this really cool idea. I got a cool idea, but I've got also a really crazy, whacked out idea that I might do. I haven't decided yet if we're going to do that or not. Anyways, I'm Scott. That's
Brett. I'm Brett.
Thanks, everybody, for playing along. We'll see you guys next time. Ticket.